Hey, listeners, this is the last week to register for Secret Church 24 on Friday, April 19th. Together, we're going to walk verse by verse of the story of redemption in the book of Ruth, pray for the persecuted church in North Korea. You can register today by visiting radical.net/Ruth.
Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from radical.net.
Philippians chapter 3, verse 20 reminds us, our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body to be like His glorious body by the power that enables Him even to subject all things to Himself. What a great reminder today. Like, we may be citizens of a country here, but our real citizenship is in heaven. Our names are written in heaven. Obviously, this is referring to those who are in Christ, who have put their faith in Christ. Our citizenship is in heaven. That's where our home is. That's where our home will be for all of eternity. And so we're just passing through this land on the way to that land. That's what we're looking forward to. We're migrants here in that sense. Even with citizenship in this or that country, we are temporarily here. Our eternal home is there, and we are awaiting from there a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who's coming back for us. What a glorious reality. Jesus is coming back for us, and He could do this today. The cry of Revelation is, come, Lord Jesus, come quickly. I was praying this morning as I'm reading this passage, waiting for a Savior, Jesus Christ, to come back to bring an end to sin and suffering and evil and injustice and death in the world. He's coming back to put an end to all of it, to wipe every tear from our eyes, to bring to culmination a day when there's no more sin, no more sorrow, no more suffering, no more death. We're waiting for that day. We're waiting for our Savior to come. And on that day, verse 21 here says, Jesus is going to transform our lowly body to be like His glorious body. What a reality that this body that the New Testament talks about, our outer self, is wasting away with aches and pains and challenges in this body, that one day we're going to be transformed, our body, to be like His glorious body by His power that enables Him to subject all things to Himself. He has power to do that for all of us. What hope we have. No matter what we face in this world, no matter what challenges we walk through, no matter what trials and pain and suffering we endure, which is part of the theme here in the book of Philippians, we know that our citizenship is in heaven and Jesus is coming back for us. And one day we're going to be with Him and He's going to transform us to be like Him. So God, help us to live with this hope today. What do I think about brothers and sisters who are likely listening to this right now, who are walking through major challenges and trials? I think about maybe some who are struggling with cancer or other physical struggles, sickness, disease, who are walking through others, just very difficult, painful times in their life and family. And Lord, even if we're not walking through it right now, we know that the reality is we could be tomorrow. And so we praise You for this hope. We trust that our citizenship is in heaven, that we are temporary residents here. And we say to You today, we are looking forward to our home in the future. We are awaiting the coming of Christ. Lord, we long for You to send Christ back. May Your kingdom come. May Your kingdom come in all of its fullness here on earth as it is in heaven. Bring about new heaven, new earth, we pray. Transform our bodies ultimately to be like the body of Christ, imperishable and unfading. Oh God, we praise You for this hope, and we pray that we would be strengthened in this hope today. And God, we pray that You would help us to spread this hope. We know that not everybody's citizenship is in heaven. We know there are people around us today, people we know, we work with, we love, whose citizenship is not in heaven, who don't have this hope. We know there are people around the world that have never even heard about this hope. So God, we pray that as long as you leave us here, we pray that you would help us to spread the good news of this hope here. Please, oh God, use our lives, bless our lives, lead our lives so that others might become citizens of heaven. Even today, we pray for that. In Jesus' name, amen.